Blog Talk Radio.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Today is August 12th. Yes, I think it is. Yes, August 12th. And you tuned in for the online Salat Juma prayer from the Nur Allah Islamic Center here at 830 North Midhoffer, 830 North Midhoffer in Indianapolis, Indiana. I'm the resident imam, Michael Sahir. And we have an online Juma, which begins with the first half hour with the recitation of chapter 18 of the Quran. So we will play that for the next 25 minutes or so, and then begin our Juma service. So call a friend, tell them to tune in. And we thank you for your support. At this time, now we will play chapter 18 of the Quran.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful.
الحمد لله الذي أنزل على عبده الكتاب ولم يجعل له عوجا.
Praise be to Allah, who hath revealed the scripture unto his slave, and hath not placed therein any crookedness.
قيما لينذر بأسا شديدا من لدن ويبشر المؤمنين الذين يعملون الصالحات أن لهم أجرا حسنا.
But hath made it straight to give warning of stern punishment from him, and to bring unto the believers who do good works the news that theirs will be a fair reward.
ماكثين فيه أبدا.
Wherein they will abide forever.
وينذر الذين قالوا اتخذ الله ولدا.
And to warn those who say, Allah hath chosen a son.
ما لهم به من علم ولا لآبائهم كبرت كلمة تخرج من أفواههم إن يقولون إلا كذبا.
A thing whereof they have no knowledge, nor had their fathers. Dreadful is the word that cometh out of their mouths. They speak naught but a lie.
فَلَعَلَّكَ بَاخِعٌ نَفْسَكَ عَلَىٰ آثَارِهِمْ إِنْ لَمْ يُؤْمِنُوا بِهَذَا الْحَدِيثِ أَسَفًا.
Yet it may be, if they believe not in this statement, that thou, Muhammad, wilt torment thy soul with grief over their footsteps.
إِنَّا جَعَلْنَا مَا عَلَى الْأَرْضِ زِينَةً لَهَا لِنَبْلُوَهُمْ أَيُّهُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا.
Lo, we have placed all that is in the earth as an ornament thereof, that we may try them, which of them is best in conduct. And lo, we shall make all that is therein a barren mound. Or deemest thou that the people of the cave and the inscription are a wonder among our portents?
إذ أوى الفتية إلى الكهف فقالوا ربنا آتنا من لدنك رحمة وهيئ لنا من أمرنا رشدا.
When the young men fled for refuge to the cave and said, Our Lord, give us mercy from thy presence and shape for us right conduct in our plight.
فضربنا على آذانهم في الكهف سنين عددا.
Then we sealed up their hearing in the cave for a number of years. And afterward we raised them up, that we might know which of the two parties would best calculate the time that they had tarried. We narrate unto thee their story with truth. Lo, they were young men who believed in their Lord, and we increased them in guidance. And we made firm their hearts when they stood forth and said, Our Lord is the Lord of the heavens and the earth. We cry unto no God beside him, for then should be utter an enormity. These are people have chosen other gods beside him, though they bring no clear warrant vouchsafed to them. And who doth greater wrong than he who inventeth a lie concerning Allah?
وَإِذِ اعْتَزَلْتُمُوهُمْ وَمَا يَعْبُدُونَ إِلَّا اللَّهَ فَأْوُوا إِلَى الْكَهْفِ يَنْشُرْ لَكُمْ رَبُّكُمْ مِنْ رَحْمَتِهِ وَيُهَيِّئْ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَمْرِكُمْ مِرْفَقًا.
And when ye withdraw from them and that which they worship except Allah, then seek refuge in the cave. Your Lord will spread for you of His mercy and will prepare for you a pillow in your plight.
وترى الشمس إذا طلعت تزاور عن كهفهم ذات اليمين وإذا غربت تقرضهم ذات الشمال وهم في فجوة من ذلك من آيات الله من يهد الله فهو المهتد ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا.
And thou mightest have seen the sun when it rose move away from their cave to the right, and when it set, go past them on the left, and they were in the cleft thereof. That was one of the portents of Allah. He whom Allah guideth, he indeed is led aright, and he whom he sendeth astray, for him thou wilt not find a guiding friend.
وتحسبهم أيقاظا وهم رقود ونقلبهم ذات اليمين وذات الشمال وكلبهم باسط ذراعيه بالوصيد لو اطلعت عليهم لوليت منهم فرارا ولملئت منهم رعبا.
And thou wouldst have deemed them waking though they were asleep, and we caused them to turn over to the right and the left, and their dog stretching out his paws on the threshold. If thou hadst observed them closely, thou hadst assuredly turned away from them in flight, and hadst been filled with awe of them.
وَكَذَلِكَ بَعَثْنَاهُمْ لِيَتَسَاءَلُوا بَيْنَهُمْ قَالَ قَائِلٌ مِّنْهُمْ كَمْ لَبِثْتُمْ قَالُوا لَبِثْنَا يَوْمًا أَوْ بَعْضَ يَوْمٍ قالوا ربكم أعلم بما لبثتم فبعثوا أحدكم بورقكم هذه إلى المدينة فلينظر أيها أزكى طعاما فليأتكم برزق منه وليتلطف ولا يشعرن بكم أحدا.
And in like manner we awakened them that they might question one another. A speaker from among them said, How long have ye tarried? They said, We have tarried a day or some part of a day. Others said, Your Lord best knoweth what ye have tarried. Now send one of you with this your silver coin unto the city, and let him see what food is purest there, and bring you a supply thereof. Let him be courteous, and let no man know of you.
إنهم إن يظهروا عليكم يرجموكم أو يعيدوكم في ملتهم ولن تفلحوا إذا أبدا.
For they, if they should come to know of you, will stone you or turn you back to their religion, then ye will never prosper.
وكذلك أعثرنا عليهم ليعلموا أن وعد الله حق وأن الساعة لا ريب فيها إذ يتنازعون بينهم أمرهم فقالوا بنوا عليهم بنيانا ربهم أعلم بهم قال الذين غلبوا على أمرهم لنتخذن عليهم مسجدا.
And in like manner we disclosed them to the people of the city that they might know that the promise of Allah is true, and that as for the hour there's no doubt concerning it. When the people of the city disputed of their case among themselves, they said, Build over them a building, their Lord knoweth best concerning them. Those who won their point said, We verily shall build a place of worship over them.
فيقولون ثلاثة رابعهم كلبهم ويقولون خمسة سادسهم كلبهم رجما بالغيب ويقولون سبعة وثامنهم كلبهم قل ربي أعلم بعدتهم ما يعلمهم إلا قليل فلا تمار فيهم إلا مراء ظاهرا ولا تستفت فيهم منهم أحدا.
Some will say they were three, their dog the fourth, and some say five, their dog the sixth, guessing at random, and some say seven and their dog the eighth. Say, O Muhammad, my Lord is best aware of their number. None knoweth them save a few. So contend not concerning them except with an outward contending, and ask not any of them to pronounce concerning them.
ولا تقولن لشيء إني فاعل ذلك غدا إلا أن يشاء الله واذكر ربك إذا نسيت وقل عسى أن يهديني ربي لأقرب من هذا رشدا.
And say not of anything, lo, I shall do that tomorrow, except if Allah will. And remember thy Lord when thou forgettest, and say, it may be that my Lord guideth me unto a nearer way of truth than this. And it is said, they tarried in their cave 300 years and add 9.
قل الله أعلم بما لبثوا له غيب السماوات والأرض أبصر به وأسمع ما لهم من دونه من ولي ولا يشرك في حكمه أحدا.
Say, Allah is best aware how long they tarried. His is the invisible of the heavens and the earth. How clear of sight is He, and keen of hearing. They have no protecting friend beside Him, and He maketh none to share in His government.
وَاتْلُ مَا أُوحِيَ إِلَيْكَ مِنْ كِتَابِ رَبِّكَ لَا مُبَدِّلَ لِكَلِمَاتِهِ وَلَنْ تَجِدَ مِنْ دُونِهِ مُلْتَحَدًا.
And recite that which hath been revealed unto thee of the scripture of thy Lord. There is none who can change His words, and thou wilt find no refuge beside Him.
واصبر نفسك مع الذين يدعون ربهم بالغداة والعشي يريدون وجهه ولا تعد عيناك عنهم تريد زينة الحياة الدنيا ولا تطع من أغفلنا قلبه عن ذكرنا واتبع هواه وكان أمره فرطا.
Restrain thyself along with those who cry unto their Lord at morn and evening, seeking His countenance. And let not thine eyes overlook them, desiring the pomp of the life of the world, and obey not him whose heart we have made heedless of our remembrance, who followeth his own lust, and whose case hath been abandoned.
وَقُلِ الْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ فَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيُؤْمِنْ وَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيَكْفُرْ إِنَّا أَعْتَدْنَا لِلظَّالِمِينَ نَارًا أَحَاطَ بِهِمْ سُرَادِقُهَا وَإِنْ يَسْتَغِيثُوا يُغَاثُوا بِمَاءٍ كَالْمُهْلِ يَشْوِي الْوُجُوهِ بِئْسَ الشَّرَابُ وَسَاءَتْ مُرْتَفَقًا.
Say, it is the truth from the Lord of you all. Then whosoever will, let him believe, and whosoever will, let him disbelieve. Lo, we have prepared for disbelievers fire. Its tent encloseth them. If they ask for showers, they'll be showered with water like the molten lead, which burneth the faces. Calamitous the drink, and ill the resting place.
إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات إنا لا نضيع أجر من أحسن عملا.
Lo, as for those who believe and do good works, lo, we suffer not the reward of one whose work is goodly to be lost.
أولئك لهم جنات عدن تجري من تحتهم الأنهار يحلون فيها من أساور من ذهب ويلبسون ثيابا خضرا من سندس وإستبرق متكئين فيها على الأرائك نعم الثواب وحسنت مرتفقا.
As for such, theirs will be gardens of Eden, wherein rivers flow beneath them. Therein they will be given armlets of gold, and will wear green robes of finest silk, and gold embroidery, reclining upon thrones therein, blessed the reward and fair the resting place.
وَاضْرِبْ لَهُمْ مَثَلَ الرَّجُلَيْنِ جَعَلْنَا لِأَحَدِهِمَا جَنَّتَيْنِ مِنْ أَعْنَابٍ وَحَفَفْنَاهُمَا بِنَخْلٍ وَجَعَلْنَا بَيْنَهُمَا زَرْعًا.
Coin for them a similitude, two men, unto one of whom we had assigned two gardens of grape, and we had surrounded both with date palms, and had put between them tillage.
كلتا الجنتين آتت أكلها ولم تظلم منه شيئا وفجرنا خلالهما نهرا.
Each of the gardens gave its fruit and withheld naught thereof, and we caused a river to gush forth therein.
وكان له ثمر فقال لصاحبه وهو يحاوره أنا أكثر منك مالا وأعز نفرا.
And he had fruit, and he said unto his comrade, when he spake with him, I am more than thee in wealth and stronger in respect of men.
ودخل جنته وهو ظالم لنفسه قال ما أظن أن تبيد هذه أبدا.
And he went into his garden while he thus wronged himself. He said, I think not that all this will ever perish.
وما أظن الساعة قائمة ولئن رددت إلى ربي لأجدن خيرا منها منقلبا.
I think not that the hour will ever come, and if indeed I am brought back unto my Lord, I surely shall find better than this as a resort.
قال له صاحبه وهو يحاوره أكفرت بالذي خلقك من تراب ثم من نطفة أكفرت بالذي خلقك من تراب ثم من نطفة ثم سواك رجلا.
And his comrade, when he thus spake with him, exclaimed, Disbelievest thou in him who created thee of dust, then of a drop of seed, and then fashioned thee a man?
لكن هو الله ربي ولا أشرك بربي أحدا.
But he is Allah, my Lord, and I ascribe unto my Lord no partner.
ولولا إذ دخلت جنتك قلت ما شاء الله لا قوة إلا بالله لا قوة إلا بالله إن ترني أنا أقل منك مالا وولدا.
If only when thou enteredst thy garden thou hadst said, That which Allah willeth will come to pass. There is no strength save in Allah, though thou seest me as less than thee in wealth and children.
فَعَسَى رَبِّي أَن يُؤْتِيَنِ خَيْرًا مِّن جَنَّتِكَ وَيُرْسِلَ عَلَيْهَا حُسْبَانًا مِّنَ السَّمَاءِ وَيُرْسِلَ عَلَيْهَا حُسْبَانًا مِّنَ السَّمَاءِ فَتُصْبِحَ صَعِيدًا زَلَقًا.
Yet it may be that my Lord will give me better than thy garden, and will send on it a bolt from heaven, and some morning it will be a smooth hillside. Or some morning the water thereof will be lost in the earth, so that thou canst not make search for it.
وأحيط بثمره فأصبح يقلب كفيه على ما أنفق فيها وهي خاوية على عروشها ويقول يا ليتني لم أشرك بربي أحدا.
And his fruit was beset with destruction. Then began he to wring his hands for all that he had spent upon it, when now it was all ruined on its trellises, and to say, Would that I had ascribed no partner to my Lord.
ولم تكن له فئة ينصرونه من دون الله وما كان منتصرا.
And he had no troop of men to help him as against Allah, nor could he save himself.
هنالك الولاية لله الحق هو خير ثوابا وخير عقبا.
In this case is protection only from Allah, the true. He is best for reward and best for consequence.
وَاضْرِبْ لَهُمْ مَثَلَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا كَمَاءٍ أَنْزَلْنَاهُ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ فَاخْتَلَطَ بِهِ نَبَاتُ الْأَرْضِ فَأَصْبَحَ هَشِيمًا تَذْرُوهُ الرِّيَاحُ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ مُقْتَدِرًا.
and coin for them the similitude of the life of the world as water which we send down from the sky, and the vegetation of the earth mingleth with it, and then becometh dry twigs that the winds scatter. Allah is able to do all things.
المال والبنون زينة الحياة الدنيا والباقيات الصالحات خير عند ربك ثوابا وخير أملا.
Wealth and children are an ornament of life of the world, but the good deeds which endure are better in thy Lord's sight for reward and better in respect of hope.
وَيَوْمَ نُسَيِّرُ الْجِبَالَ وَتَرَى الْأَرْضَ بَارِزَةً وَحَشَرْنَاهُمْ فَلَمْ نُغَادِرْ مِنْهُمْ أَحَدًا.
And bethink you of the day when we remove the hills and ye see the earth emerging, and we gather them together so as to leave not one of them behind.
وَعُرِضُوا عَلَىٰ رَبِّكَ صَفًّا لَقَدْ جِئْتُمُونَا كَمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ أَوَّلَ مَرَّةٍ بَلْ زَعَمْتُمْ أَلَّن نَجْعَلَ لَكُمْ مَوْعِدًا.
And they are set before thy Lord in ranks, and it is said unto them, Now verily have ye come unto us, as we created you at the first. But ye thought that we had set no tryst for you.
وَوُضِعَ الْكِتَابُ فَتَرَى الْمُجْرِمِينَ مُشْفِقِينَ مِمَّا فِيهِ وَيَقُولُونَ يَا وَيْلَتَنَا مَا لِهَذَا الْكِتَابِ لَا يُغَادِرُ صَغِيرَةً وَلَا كَبِيرَةً إِلَّا أَحْصَاهَا وَوَجَدُوا مَا عَمِلُوا حَاضِرًا وَلَا يَظْلِمُ رَبُّكَ أَحَدًا.
And the book is placed, and thou seest the guilty fearful of that which is therein, and they say, What kind of a book is this that leaveth not a small thing, nor a great thing, but hath counted it? And they find all that they did confronting them, and thy Lord wrongeth no one.
وَإِذْ قُلْنَا لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ اسْجُدُوا لِآدَمَ فَسَجَدُوا إِلَّا إِبْلِيسَ كَانَ مِنَ الْجِنِّ فَفَسَقَ عَنْ أَمْرِ رَبِّهِ أَفَتَتَّخِذُونَهُ وَذُرِّيَّتَهُ أَوْلِيَاءَ مِنْ دُونِي وَهُمْ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌّ بِئْسَ لِلظَّالِمِينَ بَدَلًا.
And remember when we said unto the angels, Fall prostrate before Adam, and they fell prostrate, all save Iblis. He was of the jinn, so he rebelled against his Lord's command. Will ye choose him and his seed for your protecting friends instead of me, when they are an enemy unto you? Calamitous is the exchange for evildoers.
مَا أَشْهَدْتُهُمْ خَلْقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَلَا خَلْقَ أَنفُسِهِمْ وَمَا كُنْتُمْ مُتَّخِذَ الْمُضِلِّينَ عَضُدًا.
I made them not to witness the creation of the heavens and the earth, nor their own creation, nor choose I misleaders for my helpers.
وَيَوْمَ يَقُولُ نَادُوا شُرَكَائِيَ الَّذِينَ زَعَمْتُمْ فَدَعَوْهُمْ فَلَمْ يَسْتَجِيبُوا لَهُمْ وَجَعَلْنَا بَيْنَهُمْ مَوْبِقًا.
And be mindful of the day when he will say, Call those partners of mine whom ye pretended. Then they will cry unto them, but they will not hear their prayer, and we shall set a gulf of doom between them.
وَرَأَى الْمُجْرِمُونَ النَّارَ فَظَنُّوا أَنَّهُمْ مُوَاقِعُوهَا وَلَمْ يَجِدُوا عَنْهَا مَصْرِفًا.
And the guilty behold the fire, and know that they are about to fall therein, and they find no way of escape thence.
وَلَقَدْ صَرَّفْنَا فِي هَذَا الْقُرْآنِ لِلنَّاسِ مِنْ كُلِّ مَثَلٍ وَكَانَ الْإِنسَانُ أَكْثَرَ شَيْءٍ جَدَلًا.
And verily we have displayed for mankind in this Quran all manner of similitudes, but man is more than anything contentious.
وَمَا مَنَعَ النَّاسَ أَن يُؤْمِنُوا إِذْ جَاءَهُمُ الْهُدَى وَيَسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّهُمْ إِلَّا أَن تَأْتِيَهُمْ سُنَّةُ الْأَوَّلِينَ أَوْ يَأْتِيَهُمُ الْعَذَابُ قُبُلًا.
And naught hindereth mankind from believing when the guidance cometh unto them, and from asking forgiveness of their Lord, unless it be that they wish that the judgment of the men of old should come upon them, or that they should be confronted with the doom.
وما نرسل المرسلين إلا مبشرين ومنذرين ويجادل الذين كفروا بالباطل ليدحضوا به الحق واتخذوا آياتي وما أنذروا هزوا.
We send not the messengers save as bearers of good news and warners. Those who disbelieve contend with falsehood in order to refute the truth thereby, and they take our revelations and that wherewith they are threatened as a jest.
وَمَنْ أَظْلَمُ مِمَّنْ ذُكِّرَ بِآيَاتِ رَبِّهِ فَأَعْرَضَ عَنْهَا وَنَسِيَ مَا قَدَّمَتْ يَدَاهُ إِنَّا جَعَلْنَا عَلَى قُلُوبِهِمْ أَكِنَّةً أَنْ يَفْقَهُوهُ وَفِي آذَانِهِمْ وَقْرًا وَإِنْ تَدْعُهُمْ إِلَى الْهُدَى فَلَنْ يَهْتَدُوا إِذًا أَبَدًا.
And who doth greater wrong than he who hath been reminded of the revelations of his Lord, yet turneth away from them and forgetteth what his hands send forward to the judgment? Lo, on their hearts we have placed covering so that they understand not, and in their ears a deafness. And though thou call them to the guidance, in that case they can never be led aright.
لو يؤاخذهم بما كسبوا لعجل لهم العذاب بل لهم موعد لن يجدوا من دونه موئلا.
Thy Lord is the forgiver, full of mercy. If he took them to task now for what they earn, he would hasten on the doom for them, but theirs is an appointed term from which they will find no escape.
وتلك القرى أهلكناهم لما ظلموا وجعلنا لمهلكهم موعدا.
And all those townships, we destroyed them when they did wrong, and we appointed a fixed time for their destruction.
وإذ قال موسى لفتاه لا أبرح حتى أبلغ مجمع البحرين أو أمضي حقبا.
And when Moses said unto his servant, I will not give up until I reach the point where the two rivers meet, though I march on for ages. And when they reached the point where the two met, they forgot their fish, and it took its way into the waters, being free.
فلما جاوزا قال لفتاه آتنا غداءنا لقد لقينا من سفرنا هذا نصبا.
And when they had gone further, he said unto his servant, Bring us our breakfast. Verily, we have found fatigue in this our journey.
قال أرأيت إذ أوينا إلى الصخرة فإني نسيت الحوت وما أنسانيه إلا الشيطان أن أذكره واتخذ سبيله في البحر عجبا.
He said, Didst thou see when we took refuge on the rock and I forgot the fish? And none but Satan caused me to forget to mention it. It took its way into the waters by a marvel.
قال ذلك ما كنا نبغ فارتدا على آثارهما قصصا.
He said, This is that which we have been seeking. So they retraced their steps again.
فوجدا عبدا من عبادنا آتيناه رحمة من عندنا وعلمناه من لدنا علما.
Then found they one of our slaves unto whom we had given mercy from us and had taught him knowledge from our presence.
قال له موسى هل أتبعك على أن تعلمني مما علمت رشدا.
Moses.
قال إنك لن
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله Hayyu ala salah. Hayyu ala salah. Hayyu ala salah. Hayyu ala salah. Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar. لا إله إلا الله
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful.
الحمد لله الذي أنزل على عبده الكتاب ولم يجعل له عوجا.
Praise be to Allah, who hath revealed the scripture unto his slave and hath not placed therein any crookedness.
قيما لينذر بأسا شديدا من لدن ويبشر المؤمنين الذين يعملون الصالحات أن لهم أجرا حسنا.
But hath made it straight to give warning of stern punishment from him and to bring unto the believers who do good works the news that theirs will be a fair reward.
ماكثين فيه أبدا.
Wherein they will abide forever.
وينذر الذين قالوا اتخذ الله ولدا.
And to warn those who say, Allah hath chosen a son.
ما لهم به من علم ولا لآبائهم كبرت كلمة تخرج من أفواههم إن يقولون إلا كذبا.
A thing whereof they have no knowledge, nor had their fathers. Dreadful is the word that cometh out of their mouths. They speak naught but a lie.
فلعلك باخع نفسك على آثارهم إن لم يؤمنوا بهذا الحديث أسفا.
Yet it may be, if they believe not in this statement, that thou Muhammad wilt torment thy soul with grief over their footsteps.
إنا جعلنا ما على الأرض زينة لها لنبلوهم أيهم أحسن عملا.
Lo, we have placed all that is in the earth as an ornament thereof, that we may try them, which of them is best in conduct. And lo, we shall make all that is therein a barren mound.
أَمْ حَسِبْتَ أَنَّ أَصْحَابَ الْكَهْفِ وَالرَّقِيمِ كَانُوا مِنْ آيَاتِنَا عَجَبًا.
Or deemest thou that the people of the cave and the inscription are a wonder among our portents?
إِذْ أَوَى الْفِتْيَةُ إِلَى الْكَهْفِ فَقَالُوا رَبَّنَا آتِنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمَةً فَقَالُوا رَبَّنَا آتِنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمَةً وَهَيِّئْ لَنَا مِنْ أَمْرِنَا رَشَدًا.
When the young men fled for refuge to the cave and said, Our Lord, give us mercy from thy presence and shape for us right conduct in our plight. Then we sealed up their hearing in the cave for a number of years. And afterward we raised them up, that we might know which of the two parties would best calculate the time that they had tarried. We narrate unto thee their story with truth. Lo, they were young men who believed in their Lord, and we increased them in guidance.
وربطنا على قلوبهم إذ قاموا فقالوا ربنا رب السماوات والأرض لن ندعو من دونه إلها لقد قلنا إذا شططا.
And we made firm their hearts when they stood forth and said, Our Lord is the Lord of the heavens and the earth. We cry unto no God beside him, for then should we utter an enormity.
هؤلاء قوم اتخذوا من دونه آلهة لولا يأتون عليهم بسلطان بين فمن أظلم ممن افترى على الله كذبا.
These are people have chosen other gods beside him, though they bring no clear warrant vouchsafed to them. And who doth greater wrong than he who inventeth a lie concerning Allah?
وَإِذِ اعْتَزَلْتُمُوهُمْ وَمَا يَعْبُدُونَ إِلَّا اللَّهَ فَأْوُوا إِلَى الْكَهْفِ يَنْشُرْ لَكُمْ رَبُّكُمْ مِنْ رَحْمَتِهِ وَيُهَيِّئْ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَمْرِكُمْ مِرْفَقًا.
And when ye withdraw from them and that which they worship except Allah, then seek refuge in the cave, your Lord will spread.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. I seek refuge, protection with Allah from Satan, the rejected enemy, with the name of Allah, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. I bear witness that there is the one God, Allah, and there is none, nothing like him to him whatsoever. And I bear witness that Muhammad is his great servant and messenger. He said, أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. Muhammad is the messenger of God. Muhammad is our prophet, but he's the messenger of Allah, the messenger of God. He is the seal of the prophets. No prophets to come after Muhammad. He completes the long lineage or line of prophets, beginning with alayhi salam, peace be upon them all. We're here for the honorable occasion of Salat al-Jumma. Salat is a prayer. Jumma is saying Friday, but it's saying a congregational prayer. The most important prayer of the week for the Muslims is Salat al-Jumma, or Friday prayer. We are told in the Quran of the importance of this particular prayer, where Allah tells us in Surah 62, verse 9, how important is this. And it reads, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. It says, يا أيها الذين آمنوا. It says, نودي يا صالتي من يوم جمتي. Allah says that all you who believe, when the call is proclaimed through prayer on Friday, the day of assembly, Allah says, hasten, hurry, quickly. Remember Allah. sacred day and leave off business, leave off trade, leave off the other worldly concerns, and said, this is better for you, Yeshua. This is better for us. It says, Karu Lakum in Kutu Ahlamu. It is better for us. This Friday service that we observe around the Muslim world is very important to us as believers, but also for the human family. We start a lot to talk about that. So, Jumu'ah, it means to collect. From the, I also say Jamia or Jamia, the group. It's the, also called congregation. We come together. We come together as a collective. You know, we can go all week and not see a Muslim sometimes. But on Friday, we collect. We come together as believers. So Jumu'ah, which we are doing now, it is a time for uniting, unification, as a collective group. When we come together in this collective group, upon the concept in Islam called Tawheed. Tawheed is an Arabic word that is saying the oneness. We come together on Jumu'ah, for the in the spirit of Tawheed, of oneness, and this Tawheed is saying a complete oneness. It is saying a oneness in believing and understanding that our Creator, God, is one and one alone. That's the first oneness. That's the most important oneness, is that God is one. If we don't get anything else right, brothers and sisters, get that part right. That the oneness of Allah, the Tawheed, the oneness of God is very important in our lives. If we miss that, we have really missed life. If you miss the oneness of God, you have missed life. So they're coming together for Jumu'ah on the Tawheed. And this most important essence of Tawheed, this oneness, is saying the oneness of God. No partners, no associates, companions, no kinfolks. God is one and one alone. Nothing else to add to that. Allah is one. Tawheed also encompasses the oneness of a human family. The oneness of mankind. So when we come to Jumu'ah, we're coming with the concept that we are speaking about the oneness of a human family. Yes, we have nations. Yes, we have tribes. We have different racial groups. God made those distinctions. And since God made those distinctions, they're good. They're good. It says to us in chapter 49, verse 13, He made us different, so we can get to know each other, get acquainted with each other. So there's a higher goal than just saying, I'm an African-American man or a black man or I'm this race or that race. It's a bigger picture than that. And that is that we get to know each other, and then there's a bigger picture than that. He said, because the best of you is the one whose taqwa, that God's consciousness, is in place. So Jumu'ah is bringing together the collective. It's bringing together the whole group. You can have all kinds of people coming in to Jumu'ah. You have all kinds of people coming in to the master from different backgrounds, different thinkings. So we come together on the basis of Tawheed. So the diversity is appreciated. You got to be kind of careful nowadays saying diversity and stuff. You're going to get. But still, the concept is still true. The diversity is appreciated. But we come from our diverse backgrounds or our diverse ways of life to come together in unity upon Tawheed, the oneness. So Tawheed is saying the oneness of God, no partners, no associates, and the oneness of the human family, because we all are children of Adam. And Tawheed goes one step further. Tawheed is saying the oneness of all the creation, the oneness of the whole creation, from the little microscopic life to the galaxies out in the sky, to us and you and I, it is one creation. That is Tawheed. That is the oneness. So there's no argument in creation. You don't see the trees or argue with something else. You don't see that. No. It's the oneness of God. So we're here for Juma. We're here for Juma. It is a uniting, a coming together. Of all that God has in his creation. But Juma is also a recollection. Juma is to remind us. Juma is the religion to remind us of our relationship to our Creator. But Juma is a collection. Juma is a reminder. Juma is a sign for the entire universe. It's more than just one day of the week. Though it may be a special day, it is a very special day. But it's not just to be seen as one day of the week. Juma is seen in this way. We taught that our father Adam, he was created on Juma. He and his mate were expelled from the paradise on Juma. And the resurrection, the judgment day, is going to be on a Friday. It's going to be on the Juma. So if we have this before us, isn't it saying something to us very important? That Juma is more than just counting, well, today's Thursday, but tomorrow's Friday, I'm going to the mass chair, which is true. But if we look at the big picture of Juma, what is it saying about the whole human family? Since our father Adam was created on Juma Day, we should think about that. Well, what does that mean for the whole creation? If he was expelled from the paradise on the Juma Day, not what does that mean because it's the day after Thursday, Friday, but what does that mean in the big historical picture of the human family? And we say that Judgment Day, Yom Kiyamah, is going to be on a Friday. We should think about that, dear believers. Say, well, what is that saying to us? It's more than just saying Friday. And we have to understand that sometimes we talk to our Christian and Jewish friends. They say, oh, Friday is your Sabbath. What do we tell them? They come to us and say Friday is our Sabbath. What do we tell them? Say, no, we don't have a Sabbath. You know what Sabbath means? You know what Sabbath really means? It means to rest. What it means? Take a rest. Take a break. Because it says, in some books say, that God worked 6 days and on the seventh day, he took a rest. And we don't have that idea in Islam. The Quran says, nor slumber can seize God. Now, sleep and slumber, it give me all the time. Maybe nod off all the time. But the Quran says, no, Allah does not need sleep. Allah does not need to rest. So we don't have the idea, they say, oh, well, Sunday is the Sabbath for the Christians and Saturday is the Sabbath for the Jews. Also, Friday is you all Sabbath. Tell them, no, we don't have the Sabbath. Friday for us is a day of coming together to have a reminder. Juma is a reminder. Juma is to knock on our conscience. Juma is to wake us up and knock on our conscience and say, all you doing what God wants you to do. You don't get a break. Even as believers, we don't get a break. How can a believer take a break from being a believer? you're not a believer, you're not a believer. So a believer does not take a break from being a believer. 24/7, we believe. And we act on our belief. We live our belief. It's not just conversation. And Juma comes around as a reminder, of our duty and our obligation. Juma is a response to a call. You heard the call to prayer, right? Juma is saying that call is knocking on my conscience. Are you serving your God? And are you serving your community? The first part of the Kubba, for those of you may not know, the sermon is called a Kubba. The first part that I give, it has to be a reminder of our obligation to God. Second part of the sermon, of the Kubba, is to be a reminder of our service to community life. For the first part, God consciousness. Second part, community consciousness. We should know why we're coming to Juma. It shouldn't just be a habit. Well, today is Thursday, tomorrow's Friday, I'm going to the masjid. It's more than that. That's just a habit, a routine. You count 7 days for Juma. Juma is calling us to a consciousness, to an awareness of our duty to our Creator. So we have to respond to our Creator and also respond to our community. If you're a believer and you're not responding to your community, you're falling short in your obligation as a community. So, yes, you worship God, you serve God, yes. But if you're not serving your community, you have fallen short of your obligation as a believer. And Juma calls us to that. The first part of the Kubba calls us to God consciousness, and the second part of the sermon, the Kubba, calls us to community consciousness. What are you doing for your community? And don't think community say, oh, it's only the believer. Now your community is your faith religion maybe. What are you doing for your community? What are you doing for your people? What are you doing for society? Now, as we do it, we do it as the Quran says do it. We do it as Prophet Muhammad did, the peace upon the Prophet. We do it how he done it. But still, our call, Juma is a sign and a symbol, calling us to our duties and obligations, first and foremost to God, Allah, but then very much as important, well, not as important, because God is most important, Allah is Akbar, but next to that, our community life. That's the call. That's the effort. That's the purpose of Juma. So Juma is said at the same time as Azula prayer, right? Azula, you don't mean to say I have to do prayer at the same time as Juma. Juma has two rakats. But really, it's four parts. Now, the first represents the first two rakats that we're going to say. Then you make two more rakats to get the four. You have to get the four. So in our call to prayer, listen to the call to prayer. There's a point to where the person making the call, the muezzin, the person making the call, he'll turn to the right. And he'll say to the right, Hayya ala salat, hayya ala salat. He's calling to the right, beckoning them, calling them to come to prayer. But when he turns to the left, he says what? Hayya ala salat, hayya ala salat. He's calling them to cultivation. He called them to some material progress, if you understand it. He called them to work into the garden. That's the call to the left. It is speaking about calling the whole of humanity to one prayer. Those to the right, it's about a message. Those to the right, they are those who feel like they don't need prayer. You find the right is symbolic of those in power, those who were established, the mighty people. They feel like they don't need prayer. They got the one that says, oh, I got this. I'm in control here. They don't think about prayer very much. So the call to them is, you come and say prayer. You got your material establishment, but you don't have prayer. You come to prayer. And those on the left, they don't have any material establishment, but they pray all the time. So you call them to material establishment. Can we see the beauty in the message of the call to prayer? It is calling us to a balance in life, that we have a balance in life, that we don't, we're not to be working too much and not praying, but on the other hand, not to be praying too much and not working. And that's the big problem that many of us have. We pray all the time and have no production, no creativity, no models of success in our life. And we pray all the time. So Juma is calling us to a balanced life. Juma is reminding us about the angel. And Juma is calling us to our responsibility in community life. And with that balance, we continue to grow, continue to advance. So this message is saying to the human family, this is saying to the human family, that God made us to be balanced. God made us human, and God made us to be balanced. Not to be all spiritual, not to be all material. Someone trying to tell you the material is no good. The material is sinful. You say the dunya, they call it the dunya. They say dunya is no good. Dunya is no good. The dunya is very good. If you have the right consciousness, if your talk was right, the dunya is very good. You can have all Quran, but if your talk was not right, that's not even good. Islam is the call to balance. Islam is a call to the natural order, and Islam is a call to balance. Our Lord, grant us good in this life. Grant us good in the last time. And pardon us for our sins, forgive us for our sins. Amen. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الحمد لله الحمد لله That is saying the perfect praise belongs to God. Dear believers, dear Muslims, be workers, be those who are mindful, those who are dutiful. Be of those who are foremost. Be a worker. Be of those who believe in success. Be of those who believe in progress. No matter how dim the picture may look. So what? I don't care about this. Be like Job. It said he lost everything. It's a good line on Job. He didn't lose faith. As long as he had faith, he had everything. Say by even used to Charles something now. He told us one time in France. He said, brothers, I don't care if he teaches the one or a hundred. Teach the same. I never forgot this. We need standard bearers. We have standard bearers. Someone who holds up the image, the community, as someone to look to and say, yeah, they got together over there. And we all human, we all have flaws, but Yeah, they seem to get together even when they have hard times. It's like we always bounce back. That's how we have to be. Allah has blessed us beyond our imagination. Blessed us. And when we look to where we came from, to where we are now, we see everything's going to be wrong. We say, well, how did you get to where you are now? Allah did. Allah did. How are you going to get to where you're going? Allah is going to take you there. Do you believe that? Yeah, I believe it. Can you see it? Yes. Now with my physical eye, I see it with my eye of faith. And that's how I got to where I am now, and that's how you got to where you are now. So we don't quit. We don't stop. Not as believers. This year there's a billion missiles on the planet, right? The number to give. Say to yourself, and mean it, if every other Muslim, whoever, 999,999,000, down to the last, and I'm the only Muslim left on earth, then I would be the only one on earth. I don't care if all of them turn their back on this one. I will still be here. I'm not going anywhere. That's the spirit we have to have, the belief we have to have. I was the only Muslim on earth, I'd be the best one I can. That's the spirit of belief. That's the spirit of a worker. Allah promised his paradise to his workers. He said, yeah, my ibadi, come into the paradise. My building is making things better. So do you believe in our thing? Yes, I believe in God. I think we said this last week, and I'm done. First, I said, how do you believe in God's name? You haven't seen it, so how can you believe in what you haven't seen? You got to ask me, how do you think mankind has advanced to where we are now? What did the engineer, the scientist, the mathematician say when they began doing their work? What did they say? When they began thinking, what did they say? It said, let me see. So if they said, let me see, what did that mean? They couldn't see. But they still believed in what they couldn't see, so they, it's a form of a prayer. Let you believe that they do it in a thinking way, right? As a man thinking it was hard, right? They say, blind man been sitting there for a long time, right? Yes? And we do it all the time. You say, say you're going somewhere, you're not sure where you're going, and it's been a while since you've been. You say, I think, well, let me see what's down this road. Let me see means you can't see. Now can we understand by believing in the unseen? All these great signs, inventions and big tall buildings. He said, let me see if I put this or this, what happened? That means it. So we all believe in God's name. Because if we only go by what we can see with these two eyes, I can only see from here to that wall. I can't see behind that wall. Yeah? But let me say this, and I am done. Allah is merciful. Merciful, merciful. How far can you see? I mean, your physical eyes, how far can you see? You say, well, I can see over there. So we know one thing, we can at least see 93 billion miles, right? But you will see the sun. You said, those are messages to us. Don't look at life through the eyes that the world gives us. Look at life through the eyes of faith. Then your mind, your understanding will open and expand. You say, I've been seeing the sun all my life. I know I can at least see 93 million miles. And then there's galaxies beyond that at nighttime, way past the sun. So what is God telling us? There's no limit to His mercy, His blessings, His gift to us. It's to put our minds in the right attitude, the right disposition. And what is that right disposition? Submission. Submit your word to God's word. So let us be workers. Don't go by what we see in our immediate thoughts, our immediate understanding. That's present in the past. You got that. Go for what you can't see, but do it in the way of God. Be stable. Do it in the way of God. Do it seeking God's help and His guidance. Oh, Allah, God. Right? Guide me on the straight way. That's a continuous prayer. Well, I don't care what you did. Guide me. Don't let me guide myself. I didn't make myself. I didn't make my mother and my father. If I being on my own, I'm in trouble. I'm going to read the Quran. See what the Quran said. I'm going to study the life of Muhammad. See how did he do it? He's still funny. Guide me. So be working. Just keep working. Whatever you're doing, don't stop working. You say, oh, I'm tired. Oh, I'm weak. Oh, listen, Allah going to bless you for that every time. Yes, every time you go through that, Allah's mercy for you, gracious. He's not idle. He's just. Every pain you suffer, every tiredness you feel, if you did it for goodness, don't worry about it. Allah will take care of it. Allah is taking care of us. Our Lord grant us living in this world. Grant us living in life to come and protect us from the Christ's name. He come. The law of life was. Oh, We do have a few announcements to make. I do know we're having a fish fry here Sunday. The weather is going to cooperate. We may have a bounce house from the thing as well. So I want everybody to come. We had the fish. We can decide this. It'll be good. 5 o'clock. Then we get the cooler outside, so it's in April. The time to join us. We have a good time. We invited some neighbors as well, so maybe they'll come and join us. But bring a plastic bag, a produce bag, because we have food in the garden. We have two gardens out there. One called the peace garden, and one the food garden. Like the. And so bring a bag. Pick some garden. We got collard greens, kale, tomatoes, peppers, bell peppers, okra, squash. We got some melons. Sweet baby. Yeah, sweet baby watermelon. And so get some today if you want to. So we're here. But we'll be here at 830 plus Mid Hoffman. Here in Indianapolis, those on Facebook and Instagram, of course, where we at, we're in Indianapolis, have a good time. What else? Any other announcements? Weekend school, when that began, you know, after they began for weekend school, so did you get out of here? We have a sister who wanted to make Shahada today. Yes, he came back for that. Okay. We have a sister.
Thank you.